content warning if there are little ears in the car, because we are about to spend a few minutes talking about the Robb Elementary School shooting in the United States. I think the world's still trying to come to terms with the fact that 19 young lives were lost at this shooting.
Yeah.
And two teachers as well. One person who famously left the United States after all that's been happening over there in regards to shootings and gun violence or whatever is Phil Burton, who we know from Human Nature. He famously left the really successful Las Vegas show and moved his family back to Australia.
Yeah.
And he actually joins us on the phone right now. Phil, thank you for your time. Can you tell us more about, you know, the reasoning for packing up the family and moving back home to Australia?
Well, you know, it had been, by that stage, we had been there for about 9 years. And, you know, at some point, I knew that we would be coming home as a family. My wife and I, we enjoyed Vegas, but we always thought to ourselves that we would come home at some point, and home being Australia. And I guess one of the, you know, I can't say it was anything specific that made us decide to finally, you know, pull the pin, but a couple of the things, I mean, Donald Trump becoming president was really something, you know, a little bit I couldn't quite fathom. And then, of course, the Las Vegas shooting as well. I think that was probably the straw that broke the camel's back.
That was absolutely horrifying, watching that from Australia and seeing that that could happen. Did you have a fear around your kids going to school in the States with things like this happening way too regularly?
When it starts to become really close to you like that, you actually, I have to say, you actually do. It's not something you think about every morning, but sometimes it just sort of, it just hits you and it gives you a bit of a chill that you think,
yeah.
Oh, you know, your child might come home and say, oh, today we did an active shooter drill at school.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And it's like, oh, okay, that's not something that I really think that the kids need to be prepared for, but I guess that's what we're so lucky about here in Australia, is that they don't need to prepare for an active shooter drill because the chances of it happening is so small.
It's so foreign to us in Australia, like the concept of having to do that, isn't it? At an elementary school. I believe too that you could actually see the casino where all that happened in Vegas. You could actually see that from your home.
Scary thing is, I could see it from my daughter's bedroom window. I could see that building, the Mandalay Bay building, and just knowing that it happened only within sight of my house, you know, a few miles away down the road, of course, but just the fact that you could look out the window and see exactly where 58 people had been killed from, it just wasn't, it was something that just really didn't make us very comfortable at all, I have to be honest.
Yeah. I think your perspective is such an interesting one, Phil, because in Australia, we find it hard to comprehend how there isn't like a level of gun control over there. And you know, you were obviously here in Australia when those laws were made in 1996 after Port Arthur by John Howard, and I think, you know, you speaking about it on how you actually brought your family home sort of really illustrates a lot of Australians' thoughts on the matter. But happy to be home, mate. You're loving being back on Aussie soil.
Oh, look, to quote a certain former Prime Minister, how good is Australia?
And how good is Human Nature, guys? So coming back to Queensland, gigs in Brisbane, Caloundra, Maribyrnong, Springwood, like the list goes on. I know you've done Cairns, Townsville, like Mackay, like
Toowoomba.
Yes.
The list goes on.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to get a lot of the Queensland dates out of the way last year. We actually got them done before we got shut down through COVID. So, yeah. So this return gig, a few of the gigs around Brisbane are rescheduled. But a couple of them are just extra gigs that we've put on because last time went so well. So we're really excited to be able to get up to Queensland again.
Fantastic. And I know Gabby raved about it when she went and saw the gig. So go and see it, guys.
Yep.
Phil Burton from Human Nature, we always love having you on the show. Thanks so much for your time, mate.
Thank you so much, guys.